Well, student-organized town halls on gun violence are being held across the U.S. WUSF's Roberto Roldan was at the Town Hall for Our Lives in Tampa over the weekend.
Susanna Mata Valdivieso is a student at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. She was hiding in her classroom when a gunman killed 17 people at the school in February.
We all started freaking out, but we couldn't do anything, and we stayed in the classroom for like 2 or 3 hours.
Valdivieso lived in Tampa years after moving here from Columbia. She returned after the shooting to speak at the March for Our Lives rally last month. On Saturday, she confronted local lawmakers at the Metropolitan Community Church.
What will you, as community leaders, personally do aside from just verbally stating your support?
U.S. Representative Kathy Castor and State Senator Daryl Roussan were among those that attended the town hall. Student organizers presented lawmakers with a list of priorities that included a ban on assault rifles, universal background checks, and funding for gun violence research. Roussan and Castor said that they would support the priorities, but Roussan said that it was important to reach out to lawmakers who refused to show up at the town hall.
Challenge your representative. Email, call, write. You guys have got to vote.
Valdivieso and the other students said that they would keep the March for Our Lives movement going by getting young people engaged in politics and in voting.
We realize that we have their attention and we haven't stopped, and this isn't something that we're going to give up on.
The Tampa Town Hall was one of many being held across the country. Roberto Roldan, WUSF 89.7 News.